Dictation for Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Quigno, Q-U-I-G-N-O. February 2553, addresses a letter Dr. Kissondial, K-I-S-S-O-O-N-D-I-A-L, 775-4687. Dear Dr. Kissondial, follow up for Mrs. Quigno, who has chronic kidney disease, a liver transplant. I haven't seen her since October 2022. I review records, University of Michigan, for the last transplant visit, gastroenterology for dysphagia, and cardiology. She was admitted back in November to CLARE, C-L-A-R-E, for urinary tract infection. E. coli was multi-drug resistant, treated with ertapenem, and dehydration with acute renal failure, creatinine around 2.5, returned to baseline. And then she was admitted in January for coronavirus, also with acute kidney injury. Her appetite is varied, or is variable, appetite is down, excuse me, weight is variable, appetite is down, 1-2 smalls a day, some snacks, no vomiting, right now no dysphagia. She does complain, however, esophageal reflux. Bitter taste goes to the mouth, but she denies regurgitation. There has been no diarrhea, bleeding. The urinary tract infection as indicated above, but no gross blood, no incontinence. Presently no edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, prior coronary artery stent. Does have a chronic cough, dry, no major sputum production, has chronic dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen, has inhalers as needed, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, has a chronic back pain and abdominal pain, restless legs, denies numbness, tingling, burning, denies claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, I review medications. She is on tacrolimus, presently 4 milligrams morning, 5 milligrams at night, with a goal of 4 to 8, therapeutic, a number of vitamins, aspirin, thyroid replacement, blood pressure, HCTC, Lipitor, Requip. Prior medications, Stelcept, Januvia, Nifedipine, muscle relaxants, lidocaine patches, Tramadol, and Ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-O-L, has been discontinued. No anti-inflammatory agents. Does have albuterol advair as needed. Next paragraph. On physical exam, present weight down to 127, previously 131. Blood pressure 120 over 60 on the left side. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, minor carotid bruise, no gross JVD, abdominal surgery for liver transplant, which was only one half the right lobe, no ascites tendinis or masses, no peritoneal signs, no gross edema, poor historian, memory fair, test to be following with, or supposed to see a neurology in Midland in the future. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. What I have is when she was admitted for coronavirus, Tacro was therapeutic at 5.8, our goal is 4 to 8. Normal coagulation factors, ammonia, troponin not elevated, normal lactic acid, blood cultures negative, pro-BNP ranks chronically high, in this opportunity was 1,300. The creatinine was above baseline at 2.4, baseline being around 1.5 to 1.7. Sodium potassium normal, there was metabolic acidosis 16 with a high chloride 111, a normal albumin calcium, chronic elevation alkaline phosphatase and minor transaminases with normal bilirubin. I review report for the CT scan abdomen pelvis without contrast from November. In that opportunity, kidneys normal size without obstruction, no stones, no urinary retention. The findings of post liver transplant, right lobe of the liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure in two opportunities, one associated to urinary tract infection dehydration, the most recent one at the time of coronavirus. Blood test needs to be updated to document returning to baseline. No evidence of obstruction or urinary retention or recent imaging. Her tacrolimus has been therapeutic, but it still is potential nephrotoxic. She has history of recurrent urinary tract infection, but no anatomical predisposing factor. Urine shows no major activity for blood or protein. This was at the time of infection. Next number, liver transplant, secondary to fatty liver, February 2022, clinically stable, no rejection. Next number, chronic cough, etiology is not clear as the CAT scan of the chest did not show acute consolidation or masses, does have reactive lymph nodes. She has been treated for tuberculosis latent in 2023 for 9 months. She denies any hemoptysis, denies any fever chills. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior stenting, clinically stable. Next number, metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Blood test is being requested. Iron levels are going to be updated. Next paragraph, I review all records since the last visit, which is already 2 years, and discuss all issues with the patient. In the past, she did have pancreatitis. Few months after transplant related to diabetic medications, the gliptins, GLIPTINs, but there is no evidence of permanent damage on the CAT scan. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Continue cholesterol management. This was a prolonged visit before, during, and after encounter. Close to an hour, end of dictation.